Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Common Room Conversations. My name is Chris, and welcome to an interesting week. So this week, I actually wasn't feeling well earlier in the week, so we decided to not record an episode this week, just to be safe and make sure everything was good, and everything is good. I had a cough and, stuffed nose that one day, and I'm perfectly fine now, but wanted to be safe and on the safer side and make sure everything was good. So this week is a shorter episode because I figured instead of putting nothing out, I wanted to give you guys something. So this week you guys are going to be getting a sneak peek at what those bonus episodes look like. So you'll be able to hear our bonus episode for Nightmare Alley right now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's extra episode. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast and becoming a subscriber. We really appreciate it.
We really do. And your superpowers will be in the mail next week. I promise you got to pay for another week of a subscription and we'll send those right over.
Superpowers may vary. but this week we're going to be talking about Nightmare Alley, which comes out today, December 17th, 2021. It looks so fucking good.
It looks insane. It looks like the most intense trailer I've seen in my entire life.
Yeah. The summary for this movie is an ambitious. Is that how you say that word? I'm a little dumb. Ambitious?
Do you mean to type ambitious?
I didn't type it. I just copy and paste.
Okay, I'll read the summary. An ambitious carny with a talent for manipulating people who claims to be a medium, with a few well-chosen words, hooks up with a female psychiatrist who is even more dangerous than he is. Yeah. So that's very, very like suspenseful. So it's a little more info, but it looks really interesting that maybe from the trailer we see that, you know, he talks about being a medium and he's on a lie detector test and he answers these questions and it looks to see as though they don't have any like disturbances within the lie detector
the way
test.
He said it.
It is. Yeah, so which is, but it's really weird that maybe he is delusional and believes that he is actually a medium, and because we do see him get startled by a few things within the trailer. By the way, the main character is Bradley Cooper, who claims to be a medium. Great actor. He's been so much, and
it wasn't originally supposed to be him, by the way.
I know. Yeah,
It was supposed to be oh my goodness. Played in The Great Gatsby and Leonardo DiCaprio. It was originally supposed to be him.
Yep.
And then he said no because they couldn't come to a money agreement. And understandable.
I feel like they should have just paid him. I feel like Bradley Cooper looks really good in this movie, but I feel like Leonardo DiCaprio did an amazing job as well.
Also took another job from Leonardo DiCaprio on a movie coming out soon called Licorice Pizza. He took over what Leonardo DiCaprio was supposed to do on that as well. So he's getting some work.
But in the movie, it does see that, he does seem like some supernatural, like, things, and he seems to, like we said, though, he does manipulate people, saying he can read minds, and he probably just, like, finds the right choice words to manipulate them with. But it does look very intense, because when he, I believe the psychiatrist is played by Cate Blanchett.
Yep.
Incredible actor, playing Lord of the Rings and in Thor Ragnarok, is what I best know her from, anyway. But, she is such a great actress too, and she looks as though she can really bring this, like, that psychotic energy that it looks like is going to ensue within this movie, because it looks so chaotic. You know, she has a gun. There's a woman in an electric chair being, like, fucking shocked and shit. He passes out, and he's setting a fucking building on fire. I'm like, what is going on? This is chaotic.
Speaking of him passing out, it looks like he, like, fakes passing out.
Maybe
because it could be a ploy, and then he gets picked up, and he, like, winks at the girl next to him.
It could be a ploy.
Like he was faking passing out.
Yeah, it could very well much well be a ploy to really manipulate audiences into thinking, wow, this motherfucker knows his shit.
And
not only those two, you know, with Cate Blanchett and Bradley Cooper in this cast, but, you know, we got Richard Jenkins, we have Willem Dafoe, Ron Perlman, we have A-list actors, and this movie looks very, very good, and especially. It adds, in my opinion, more of an ominous feeling and suspense to it that it's based in, like, the 1940s.
Yeah.
Like, I like, because even just like, I don't know why it creeped me out a little bit, just seeing like the old car going up to like the asylum. I was like, oh wow, this is
what's the point of it?
Yeah, no, I know, but it's really cool. I was like just right from that part in the trailer, I was like, whoa, that gave me a little like shiver and goosebumps. I was like, wow, this is gonna be, it's gonna be intense. And then like the whole trailer is just such an intense like thrill ride.
So this movie is actually a Searchlight Pictures movie.
Yes.
Which Searchlight, I feel like they always have just this vibe to them that is just so enjoyable. Because I'm pretty sure they're the ones that did Tolkien, which was a retelling of J.R.R. Tolkien's life. And they just have like this feeling to them that is like so eminent that it is a Searchlight Pictures movie. They just have that same like vibe, that same feeling. That you're like, wow, this feels like this movie.
Yeah. Which and I'll tell you, I know this is not going to disappoint because I, for one, love Guillermo del Toro. I still pronounce that wrong. Sorry, I butchered there. If you ever watch this somehow, sir, I'm so sorry for butchering your name, but I love your work. The Shape of Water, yeah. Hellboy 1 and 2, Pacific Rim. He has another movie besides this one coming out soon, I believe, and he also did Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Yeah, and the second one he's working on right now.
Yeah, he's working on the second. That's what it is. That's what it is, the second one. I believe that's what I was thinking of. But yeah, it's he has such a way in his directorial style, and just knowing that this is his picture, that's already going to like put me in with an expectation of what this movie's going to be like, and then seeing it, I know for a fact my expectations would be blown out of the water.
You want to know a project he's working on right now that comes out next year as well. It's called Pinocchio. And it's a retelling of the story of Pinocchio, but in a dark and twisted way.
Oh, that's going to be weird and fucked up and ruin my childhood. It has a cast to it. Thank you for that, sir.
It's got a cast to it.
Well, we'll talk about that in a future episode. This isn't even supposed to be a full-length episode today.
But, yeah, like you said, it is directed by Guillermo del Toro, who has 22 director credits. But he has more producer and, writer, which he wrote a lot of these stories himself. And as you mentioned, Ron Perlman is in this.
Yeah.
And he was the original Hellboy in Hellboy 1 and 2. He's worked with a lot of different people. There was in these different movies. So I love when a director works with actors again, because he's like, you did so good in this movie. I want you in this one again too.
Exactly. And I love actors and directors who get to collaborate with each other on many pictures such as them. And it's great. You see it all the time. You know, we mentioned it with Jason Statham and Guy Ritchie, and, you know, we got Judd Apatow and a lot of his cast with the rolling around Jay Baruchel, Jason Segel, Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen, James Franco, all of them. Mm-hmm. It's awesome to see actors and directors really like form a relationship like that. And like, wow, you did such a phenomenal job. And I have just a movie I'm working on now. Just perfect for it, and which is phenomenal to see.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I think I will definitely see this again on a weekday.
I'll probably see it on a weekday too.
Where no one's there, it'll be great. But again, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. Thank you guys so much for supporting the podcast.
Thank you very much, guys, for your support with this bonus episode, episode 2. And we will be just completely releasing bonus episodes from here on out.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Awesome.
Have
bye.
A good one, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for hanging out with us this week. I know it was a shorter episode, and I appreciate you still spending the time to listen and get a sneak peek into what our bonus episodes look like. So if you guys want to give us a follow, you can find me over on Twitter at Chris White with 2 T's. And you can find Brendan over on Twitter. It is BrendanWhite3. Then if you want to follow the show, it is at CR Convo. And if you would like to get access to those bonus episodes every week, you can subscribe over on Anchor at anchor.fm/CR Convo. Thank you guys so much and have a fantastic week.